This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Americans on Wednesday are marking the 18th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed almost 3,000 people in New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. President Trump is observing the day with a morning of moment of silence, that is, at the White House before attending a ceremony at the Pentagon for families of those killed when Al-Qaeda terrorists flew a hijacked plane into the building. In New York, hundreds of survivors and family members of those killed are gathering at Ground Zero, where the twin towers of the World Trade Center stood before two Al-Qaeda hijacked commercial flights brought them down. Vice President Mike Pence is due to attend ceremonies in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, near where United Airlines Flight 93 crashed after passengers took control from the terrorists who had hijacked the plane. 19 men linked to Al-Qaeda carried out the four hijackings. Britain is getting set for a general election, likely to be held in November, as the political crisis over the country's exit from the European Union deepens. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suspended the British Parliament Tuesday, just weeks before the country is due to crash out of the European Union, Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
Johnson had wanted to hold a snap election in mid-October before a European Union summit on October 17th, and before the country is due to leave the EU on October 31st. Even after a law was passed on Monday demanding Britain seek one from the EU, unless he can strike a divorce deal. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said the party was eager for an election, but would not support Johnson's move to hold one until it was certain a delay to Brexit had been secured. Parliament is now due to be suspended until October 14th.
That was Chris Dignam reporting. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is denouncing U.S. media reports that it evacuated a high-level